The Detroit Pistons fell to number 5 in the draft lottery from their original spot of number 3. What's our reactions? How are we feeling? Is it actually an okay thing that happened? Is it actually a good thing? We'll talk about all that on today's episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's the deal? Welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Per usual, I'm your host, Kuka Hill. You can find me over on Twitter, at Kuka Hill. I want to thank you guys for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We're free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, head to our YouTube channel, at Locked On Pistons. Hit that subscribe button. It's the best way to support the podcast. I'd really appreciate it, but you know, I'm going to just get straight into this, man. So the lottery happened. I think we all know that. And as the Pistons moved up to number one last year and got Cade Cunningham, the Pistons have fallen to 5th after the lottery this year. They had the third highest odds. The Sacramento Kings jumped them. And they fell to 5th. So, how am I feeling? I'm not feeling great. Not feeling great. Let me preface what I'm about to say. My God, my hair does not look good right now. My bad. I looked at myself in the camera real quick. Let me preface what I'm about to say real quick by saying this, just so everyone understands completely what I'm saying. Because we did a live stream. By the way, if you missed that, go check it out. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun answering you guys' questions live and talking with all you guys. It was a lot of fun. We did a live stream on the YouTube channel last night, immediately after the lottery. I obviously was on the Locked On live reaction as well. The live show that they were doing for the lottery, I was on there. But yeah, we did a live stream on the YouTube channel. And I was talking with a lot of you guys, and something that I seen that has just become a big misconception of where I'm at is this. Can the Detroit Pistons still get a great player at number 5? Yes. Is it possible you can get a great player at number 60? Yes, it's happened. You can get great players wherever the draft, wherever you pick at. And if Troy Weaver, in that this is indeed his calling card, is about talent evaluation and the draft, then I understand why people will feel like, well, we have to trust Troy and hope that he gets the best player possible because that's supposed to be his calling card. That makes complete sense. I understand that. But the point is that the Pistons tanked all season to get a top pick. They had the third highest odds in the draft. They fell 2 spots. They've moved up 1 time with their own pick. I believe I saw something like the last 30 years, they moved up 1 time with their own pick, and it was with Cade. They've fallen down multiple times, like over and over and over. It is a disappointment that this happened. This sucks. The Pistons were trash all year. They tanked this year to get another cornerstone. Now, is it possible that they could get another cornerstone at 5? Yes, it is possible. It's possible they could have got it at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. If possible, anywhere you draft, you could possibly get a cornerstone. But can we just be realistic for a second and that the odds go lower and lower and lower as the pick you go? Now, again, I'm not saying they can't get a cornerstone at number 5. I'm not saying it's impossible they won't get a great player at 5. They very well could. I'm rooting for that. I hope so. I want the Pistons to be good. I want them to win a championship. Like, I want that to happen. However, in my opinion, in what I've done thus far and the people I've talked to and the things I've read, I wanted a top 3 pick. The top 3 pick is where the cornerstone guys were. And I wanted a cornerstone. The Pistons had the third highest pick draft picks or the draft odds. They fell. That right there is a disappointment in itself. The fact that people can't be disappointed that the team fell to 5th is kind of absurd to me. I feel like that's a lot of things going on in the Pistons community right now. So where I'm at with it is that it sucks. I really wanted to get a top 3 pick. It sucks that they fell. It looks like that they're probably going to go, and we'll talk about this a little bit more later and what this means, but I think this probably means they're going to end up going guard or wing. The big guys are not going to be there unless one of them slips, and if that's the case, I'd be happy as ever, but I don't think that's going to happen. I, in my opinion, thus far, my mind may change. I probably will, you know, happy-go-lucky it and talk myself into something by the draft. But as of right now, from what I understand, I do not believe there will be a cornerstone player at number 5. They may very well be a really good player. They may pick a really nice player. But I'm tired of the Pistons only having really nice players out of the draft. I want the Pistons to get cornerstones. I want them to win championships. And in my opinion, the best way they're going to do that is in the draft. And in my opinion, right now, the top three guys are where the cornerstones were. So the fact that the Pistons fell out that top three when they originally had it after losing all year, it sucks. It sucks. Is the franchise done? No. Is the franchise being set back years upon years? I mean, it depends. If they pick a trash bag at five, then yeah, that would set them back a few years. But just sliding the fifth, does that set them back years? No. But even with that, it sucks. It sucks that they fell to five. It sucks that they didn't get the top three pick. It sucks that they fell from their original spot. If they would have just kept their spot, we all would have been fine. They would have got one of Jabari, Chet, or Paolo. Now they don't get either any of those guys, and now we're going to be talking about a lot of guards, I feel like, and a lot of wings. So I know a lot of you guys really like Jaden Ivey, though. So the one good thing I can find out of this is that we are going to have a ton of episodes on the podcast the next month talking strictly deep dives into prospects. Because now at five, there's so many different prospects that possibly could happen at that point. You had top three pick. I feel like you really were only looking at like maybe three guys, really. At five, you're looking at a lot of different guys that the Pistons could possibly go with. So we're going to have a lot of different episodes talking about a lot of different guys, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of draft guys on here, and that will be a lot of fun. But falling to five in and of itself and missing out on the chance to get Chet or Paolo or Jabari, that sucks. It really does. That sucks, and I'm definitely disappointed. It's not fun. But all right, so what is there any questions that were answered from the lottery tonight? What can we take away from the lottery, the results of the Pistons falling? We'll talk about that when we come back. But first, I have to tell you guys about one of our sponsors, Athletic Greens. This partner is a product that I use every single day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted to feel better. I didn't have a lot of time to take all these different vitamins and all these different pills. I want to have better gut health. I want to have more energy. I want to optimize my immune system, all these kind of things. And Athletic Greens is the perfect place to do it. I've been on it for a few weeks now, and I absolutely love it. It doesn't taste like it's super healthy. It's kind of a mild tropical taste I actually look forward to having each morning. So you're probably asking, what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients support your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All of the things. And it's lifestyle friendly too, whether you eat keto, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, artificials, anything, while still tasting good. It supports better sleep quality and recovery, supports mental clarity and alertness. It's the one thing with the best things. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science and with constant product iterations and third-party testing. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. It's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. You're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens also has over 7,000 five-star reviews, recommended by professional athletes and trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient and daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every single day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NBA Network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NBA Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. That's athleticgreens.com/NBA Network. So I wanted to thank you guys again for making Lockdown Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button. I'd really appreciate it. It's the best way to support the podcast. And again, if you guys missed out on the live stream, it's on the YouTube channel as a regular video. You guys can go back and rewatch it. Obviously, it won't be live. It was live when it happened. But you guys will be able to rewatch it. It was a lot of fun. I had fun answering all your guys' questions. I really did think it was a lot of fun. We might do some more of those things in the future, because we had a nice audience for it and a lot of questions, a lot of interaction. I really liked it. So check it out if you haven't already. But so yeah, man, the Pistons fall to five. So what does this mean? We had a podcast last week talking about questions that could be answered by the results of the draft lottery. And I'm not going to lie, now that's happened, I don't know how many questions I actually answered. Like, I was expecting a lot of answer or questions to be answered. However, I don't know if a lot of questions are answered now because, you know, it's likely that they're probably going to go a guard or wing. But I also don't know if that means Jeremy will be staying with the Pistons. I don't know if that means they'll extend him. Another thing that happened in the lottery is Portland ended up with number 7. So are they willing to trade number 7 for Jeremy? Like, is that something they'll be able to do? Is 7 just low enough to where they'll trade that for Jeremy Grant? If they do, if they're willing for that, I 100% take that. 5 and 7 is really good. I'd really be happy with that. Now my whole feeling about the draft will change. I'd be really happy about that. But in just the Pistons falling to 5, I don't know if that answered any questions now. I thought it would, but it didn't. Are they going to take a guard? Are they going to take a wing? Could they possibly reach on Duren? Who knows? I don't know what they're going to do. I guess that's the best thing, like I said, about this, is that we don't know where they're going to go. We don't know who they're going to pick. There's so many different players that they could pick from. So I don't know if there's many answers or questions that are answered. I know one thing is that I do believe it's likely they go guard or wing, which means, for me, at least in my opinion, that it's more likely that they'll be arriving at DeAndre Ayton's doorstep immediately as soon as free agency starts. I could see that happening. I saw that happening probably even with the top 3 picks, even if they ended up with a big man. But especially now that it doesn't look like they're going to be getting a big man in the draft unless some trades pop off and they move up or something, or, you know, one of the big guys slide to 5, which I highly doubt happens. That would be amazing for me, but I doubt that happens. So I think it raises the likelihood that the Pistons will go after DeAndre Ayton, offer him that max, which, by the way, I looked into it, and from what I've read, the Pistons can offer him a contract around, I believe, $29 million, and it will have a 5% increase year after year after year for like 4 years. That's the most that they can offer him, which I would do for DeAndre Ayton. Don't worry. I know a lot of you guys in the live stream and over the past few days on Twitter and in the comments, you guys have been asking me to talk about DeAndre Ayton. There's going to be a completely dedicated episode to that coming up either at the end of this week or the beginning of the next week. So stay tuned for that. But my base opinion on it right now, if you guys want to know, is that I'd like the Pistons to go after DeAndre Ayton. I think the one thing that we can say is them falling to 5 probably makes it more likely that they will do it. And our friends over at BetOnline.net, their odds, they have the Pistons with the top odds to get DeAndre Ayton. Does that mean they're going to get him? No. But I thought it was pretty cool that our friends over at BetOnline, who continue to support the podcast and the Locked On Network, went out there and had the Pistons number 1 to get DeAndre Ayton. But back to the lottery. Yeah, man, it's just I don't think that it answered as many questions as we all thought. If there's some questions that you guys feel like it answered, let me know in the comment section down below, or you can tweet me over at Kuka Hill. But yeah, man, I'm leaving. I honestly left the lottery more confused and with more questions than I thought I would. Maybe it's because I didn't. Maybe I don't know. I didn't look at it like this, I guess. Maybe I should have looked into it a little bit more. Maybe I should have felt like this beforehand. But now I've left with so many questions, like, who are they going to get? What does this mean for Killian Hayes if they get a guard? Like, are they out on Killian? Do they go? I just saw, I forget what place. It was a popular, you know, newspaper company or whatever, website that, you know, like Bleacher Report, something like that. It wasn't Bleacher Report, but a place like Bleacher Report just came out with their mock draft, and they have the Pistons taking AJ Griffin, and he's a wing player. So if they get a wing, does that mean they believe in Killian? Does that mean they want to try with Killian again, possibly? Who knows? Do they want to go guard and then go big in free agency? Who knows? I think that's the best part about this, is that it gives us something to talk about for the rest of the month, or for the next, around a month, right? Around a month to just over 30 days, I believe, to talk about what they're going to do and what could happen because of this. Last year, when the Pistons had the number 1 overall pick, now while it is absolutely amazing that they ended up with Cade Cunningham, and Cade is him. Cade is the answer. It was definitely not it was more boring and annoying leading up to the draft, because you had to deal with like rumors that maybe they wouldn't get Cade. Maybe they're not interested in Cade. Maybe they go this way. Maybe they go that way instead of Cade. I feel like it was more annoying last year because, like, yeah, we know Cade's number 1 overall pick. Let's stop talking about it. Let's stop making it like more difficult. Let's stop making it harder than it needs to be. So leading up to the draft, I feel like that's where we were at. Now, this year with number 5, I think actually people are going to be more interested in it. There's way more outcomes to discuss that we're going to talk about all of those in the podcast moving forward. And it's just you know, it, I guess it engages more conversation than it would have if the Pistons got number, did not get number one like they did last year. I think you maybe would have had a little bit of that anyways, because I don't think there's a consensus number one in this year's draft like it was last year. But definitely it's a little bit more interesting, and it gives you a lot more to talk about now. So when we come back, I'll touch a little bit, just a little. I when I say just a little, I mean just a little bit about DeAndre Ayton. Because I really do want to give DeAndre Ayton that whole news cycle, that everything about that, its own episode to really tackle. We're going to have someone on to talk about it with us. But I'll talk a little bit about him in this final segment. But first, I have to tell you guys about another one of our sponsors, Built Bar. Imagine dipping your finger into the plastic tub of birthday cake frosting and then opening your eyes and realizing that it was only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein. That is what it's like to eat a birthday cake puff from Built Bar. I just received a birthday cake puffs, and I have never had anything like this before. They're available right now and can't promise that they'll be there tomorrow. So go get them today at Built.com. And if you haven't tried the puffs, I'll let you in on a little secret, because that's what friends do. A chocolate-covered marshmallow protein bar. Yeah, you heard me. A delicious-flavored marshmallow covered in 100% real chocolate. Make every day your birthday with Built's Birthday Cake Puff Bar. Built has taken delicious experiences of biting into a fresh slice of birthday cake and enrobed it in 100% white chocolate with added sprinkles. With 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, and only 9 grams of sugar, this limited-time flavor is an amazing option if you're looking for a healthy way to get flavor and variety in your day. All Built Puff Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means that with Built, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. So go to Built.com to get birthday cake puffs now. Again, go to Built.com, but use promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your order at Built.com. Built Bar, the best-tasting protein bar ever. Then let me tell you about another one of our sponsors, Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's not impossible to for your local chain auto parts store to stack all the parts available that you need. Why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your Odyssey an LX, and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts in their computer, choosing the only brand that their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home or in your pocket. Save time and money when you're using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? For example, a Honda Odyssey fuel pump is $353 from a chain store, but only $216 from Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business full of serving do-it-yourselves for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every single customer. They have everything you can need: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even a new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box, they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. So I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, head to our YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons. Hit that subscribe button. I'd really appreciate it. Best way to support the podcast. But yeah, man, it's a disappointing night for me, man. Disappointing night. Before the lottery, I went to go hoop, and I didn't have a great night, and I didn't play that great tonight, and I was just in a bad mood, man. I came home, I was like, man, you know what? My mood is going to be lifted because of the results of this lottery. The Pistons are either going to stay at 3 or they're going to move up, and I'm going to be happy. I'm going to forget about everything that happened today because I didn't have a great day. So not only did I not have a great day, then the Pistons fall to 5. My hopes and dreams of having either Chet, Paolo, or Jabari, whew, gone, just like that. So to stack onto my day, I had to deal with that. So I'm not happy recording this podcast. I'm not happy. I'm not having fun. I'm not having fun. I can't sit here and say I'm having fun, dude. And the worst thing about it is that those of you who are watching on YouTube, you guys will see this right here, okay? Oops, I dropped it. Dropped my crayon. All right. For the Locked On show, they asked us to bring on a Lucky Charm thing if we had one. And my Lucky Charm thing was this handy-dandy notebook that my mother got me for my birthday, because growing up, Blue's Clues was my favorite show of all time. So I brought this with me to the Locked On show. For those of you guys watching on YouTube, you guys will see it, but I'll describe it for you guys on podcast. We got the crayon, Steve's crayon. This is not just some regular crayon. This is actually Steve's crayon, okay, from Blue's Clues. We had that. We had the actual handy-dandy notebook. And just to make it even better, I went through and wrote this on there, trying to speak into the future. Number one pick for the Pistons on the first page. Didn't work. So now I low-key feel like I should chuck this against the wall because it didn't do its job and it didn't help at all. It actually made things worse. So maybe I should just get rid of this. I don't know, man. I'm not having a good time. I'm not happy, man. Blue's Clues let me down, man. Like, not happy, dude. But like I said, I wanted to talk a little bit about DeAndre Ayton at the end here. I wanted to keep it more about the lottery and the draft because obviously that's the big news. But I wanted to touch a little bit about DeAndre Ayton before we get into a bigger episode about him, either at the end of this week or the beginning of next week. I don't know which one I'm going to do yet. So basically, the base opinion is, do I want DeAndre Ayton on the Pistons? Do I want the Pistons to go after DeAndre Ayton? The answer is yes. Do I believe that he's worth a max contract? Maybe not, but the way contracts work, he's getting a max. Like, you're going to ask, is he a max player? Probably not right now. He's close, I think. He's probably not right now, but that's not how the NBA market works. The dude's up in a free agent class where he's likely the best free agent if you're taking out Zach LaVine, who isn't really possible for the Pistons. He's probably the best free agent for them. He is going to be sought after by many, 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 many teams. Many teams are going to offer him the max. And especially as a restricted free agent, you have to offer him a contract that you hope that the Suns will not match. And that means the max. So would I be willing to offer him the max? Yes. I haven't been talking about DeAndre a lot in the podcast. I've told you guys this before. I didn't think it was actually possible that the Pistons could get him. I didn't think he was a realistic target in free agency. However, with the way Phoenix flamed out, with the reports that he's unhappy with what we saw on the bench, where it looked like he's basically telling Monty, I can't give the ball to myself, with reports saying that he declined to go back into the game, with the way Monty, when I say Monty Williams, the coach of the Phoenix Suns, the way Monty answered about why he didn't play, saying it's an internal issue, the way Devin Booker and Chris Paul answered questions about DeAndre after the loss, it makes me think that things aren't all sunshine and rainbows. And the fact that they didn't give him an extension before the season, combined all of this that just recently happened with the way they left the playoffs, I'm now of the belief that he is actually attainable. And I think he actually is not going to be on the Phoenix Suns now. Before, I thought he would. I thought the Suns were going to go to the finals, maybe the Western Conference Finals, go to 7 with the Warriors and lose. But either way, I definitely thought that their season would end on a high note somewhat. I didn't think it would end like this. So now the fact that it ended like this with all the stuff that's coming with it, I think he's capable of being signed by the Detroit Pistons, and I would love it. I think him and the pick and roll between him and Cade, the duo right there, would be absolutely fantastic. He is an incredibly gifted offensive player. He wasn't getting the ball a ton in Phoenix because he sacrificed his touches to be a championship-level team with Chris Paul and Devin Booker, which he should be given credit for. But I think something the Pistons can offer him, which would be a little bit interesting to him, I think, It's the possibility to have increased touches, to be a featured part of an offense. And I think the Pistons would want that for him, and I think he's capable of that. He's an incredibly gifted offensive guy, dude. He has incredible touch around the rim. I think he has another level that he can unlock. I think he was being – I don't want to say he was being held back. That's the wrong word. But he was definitely – he was one of the guys sacrificing to the top guys in CP and Devin Booker to try to win a championship. He was sacrificing for that. And the fact that a 22-year-old was so willing to sacrifice that and be quiet all year with a team that just refused to give him a contract after making the finals last year, a team that didn't want to give him an extension, a team that didn't want to, you know, make him feel important, he stayed quiet all year, put his head down, went to work, and tried to make the Suns the best team possible. They won 64 games. Sadly, they went out in the second round. But I respect that. And I think that says that he knows and he believes that he has another level that he could do. He has another level that he can unlock, and he can do more for an offense. That's kind of part of his frustration in the video that's going viral on him on the bench during the Suns' blowout loss to the Dallas Mavericks. So, again, we're going to go into a full-blown episode where I talk about everything he's good at. We're going to go up. Obviously, we'll bring up his synergy charts, bring up what he averaged, bring up some of his weaknesses, his strengths. We'll talk to some Suns people possibly. Like, we'll do all of that in future episodes, but I just want to touch a little bit about where I'm at with DeAndre Ayton. I think he's a fantastic player. He's not Luka. Obviously, he got drafted in that same draft class. Should he have been the number one overall pick? No. But I think he's a fantastic player with all-star potential. I think I think outside like the top five big man, he's right there. I think he's right there after that. He's not in the tier one, but I do think he's in tier two with the ability and the potential to get into tier one. And even if he doesn't get into tier one, I would be comfortable paying him a $28 million contract with raises to 5% each year. I would be comfortable with that. I don't think that's completely destroying your cap space, especially if you're getting rid of Jeremy in the process of doing that. I think you're making some cap space. I don't think that's completely ruining your cap space. You have to pay good players. I don't think that holds them back too much. Obviously, it takes up a decent chunk, but I don't think it's like, you know, Blake Griffin's contract or Josh Smith's contract back in the day. I don't think it's going to do something like that to the Pistons. And I think he's actually a great player. Maybe not a superstar, but I think he's a great player. And I'd like to see him on the Pistons. I think him and Kay would do fantastic things together, along with Killian. I think they would be fantastic together. I think DeAndre Ayton has another level to unlock offensively. I think he's a really talented guy that has the ability to do more than he was showing in Phoenix when he was sacrificing to be a championship team behind CP and Devin Booker. But that's where I stand with that. Let me know what you guys think about DeAndre Ayton and whether the Pistons should go after him in the comment section down below or over on Twitter at Kuka Hill. That's all I've got for you guys today. Thank you for making Lockdown Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to our YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button. It's the best way to support the podcast. Again, I'd really appreciate that. Until the next podcast, I'll see you guys then. Tough, tough night. Disappointing night, man. But again, Torrey Reber can still knock it out of the park. He just has to make the right selection. But man, I'm really disappointed that we're not going to get one of those top three guys. But it is what it is. Hopefully the Pistons still get a great player at number five. Hoping for it. Until the next podcast, we'll probably talk more about the lottery on the next podcast. But until then, we'll see you guys later. Peace out and stay safe.